It's 8:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Ballots start going out to voters today for November's election. One statewide initiative would change how the state spends some money. CPR's Megan Verlee reports.
Amendment 78 deals with what are called custodial funds. It's money that comes to the state from an outside source with guidelines about how it must be spent. For instance, the recent giant settlement with opioid maker Purdue Pharma. Current law allows the part of government that gets the money to decide exactly how to spend it. In the opioid settlement case, it's the Attorney General's office. Voting yes on Amendment 78 would put money like that under the control of the legislature. Backers say it would bring more accountability and transparency. Opponents say it could make the process more political, lead to unintended consequences, and make it harder to spend emergency funding during a crisis. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
A one-time movie theater in North Denver is now part of Denver's Museum of Contemporary Art. The museum bought the Holiday Theater to create a new cultural space. The 400-seat theater was most recently used as a church. It will soon host art lectures, films, and concerts that are set to begin in December. The U.S. men's national team beat Jamaica 2-0 last night as they try to make soccer's World Cup next year. One Colorado player has a key role in that effort. Here's CPR's John Daly.
Next year's World Cup is in Qatar. Colorado Rapids player Kellen Acosta plays in the center of midfield, providing ball handling, passing, and defensive skills. He's a veteran leader on the young U.S. squad.
Any opportunity to put on the jersey is always exciting times, and obviously these games are with importance.
The national team is in the middle of a 3-game run with more matches ahead. The team will know if it's qualified, and Acosta will know if he's made the final squad next year. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Much of Colorado has the chance for rain through the weekend and temperatures getting cooler over the next few days. Metro highs today in the 70s, Grand Junction near 70 this afternoon. This is CPR News.